This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The USDA published the November cattle on feed report on Friday, and the number of placements into feedlots remains high. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north field, and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operation Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operation Center, only from John Deere.
The key takeaway from the USDA November Cattle on Feed report is that the number of placements into feedlots remains high.
The main story that we see right now is that placements are still very strong, despite the fact that cattle inventories are relatively tight.
That's USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell, who says that producers placed more cattle into feedlots in October than a year ago, with placements increasing 5% compared to October 2023.
You know, it appears that strong prices for feeder cattle, as well as strong demand for beef, is continuing to encourage producers to place their cattle in feedlots and have them fed out for beef production.
USDA says 750 to 800 pound feeders have been averaging $254 per hundredweight.
And that's about 4% higher than what it was last year.
McConnell provides the rest of the key numbers from last Friday's Cattle on Feed report.
In the USDA's November Cattle on Feed report, the USDA estimates that in feedlots with greater than 1,000 head of cattle, there were nearly 12 million head of cattle on November 1st. That is 0.3% higher than last year. Placements during the month of October were 2.29 million head of cattle, which is 5% higher than the same time in 2023. And marketings came in at 1.85 million head compared to October of 2023, which was also 5% higher than a year ago. However, if you take into account the extra slaughter day in 2024, the marketings per day were only 0.1% higher than last year.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.